Blog Talk Radio.
The LaRusha Kane Show.
Well, hello, 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 darlings, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Slay the Runway on Living Out Loud Radio. I'm your host, Valencia Poirier. But before we jump right into this, I'm going to give you a minute to share this with all your girlfriends, because we don't want to strut and slay without them, honey, because you know what? You definitely don't want to miss this today. Do you know what today is in my Tony, Tony, Tony voice? If you said our anniversary, no, not quite. Today is International Women's Day. Woo-hoo! I wish I had a bell and some pom-poms or something like that, because I'm super excited about it being International Women's Day. You know, when I think of International Women's Day, you know what? I feel empowered. And right now, I'm really feeling myself because, for one, I am a woman, a strong woman at that. And so I am super excited with being with you today on this special day. So, yes, honey, I am just really feeling it. Today's topic is, you are what you eat. I'm going to let that sit there. Now, we've heard that saying about the food we eat, you know, like chips, soda, but we're not even talking about that today. Even though that saying is true, we are talking about what we feed ourselves or allow other people to feed us. I'm going to let that sink in right there. We'll take a little pause. Because through our lives, if we really think about it, we allow people to feed us things. Throughout our life, maybe it's been negativity, you know, bad comments, putting us down, telling us we can't do something. And if we're not careful, what they are feeding us, we will digest it. And we will become that, and we will start believing that. So we're going to talk about you are what we eat. And I believe that as women, not only should we empower others, but empower ourselves. That's right. Because sometimes, you know, and I'm guilty of this too, I tell people, you know what, you're so smart, you're so beautiful, you're so strong, but when we're by ourselves, do we really feed ourselves the same thing? Not always. Do we really believe it about ourselves? Not always. Do I wake up, you know, feeling like vibrant balloon? Not always. You know, Beyonce says, I woke up like this. And, you know, a lot of people are singing that song. But the truth is, we don't all wake up like this. And I'm not talking about outer beauty. I'm talking about inner beauty. Sometimes we really have to press and we have to make ourselves believe and affirm ourselves. Because for one, we cannot expect that other people are going to do it. We need to take control over our identity diet. We're going to call it that, identity diet. We are not going to allow what people feed us to be the only thing that we eat. Because if we do, we will be malnourished. And I know firsthand what malnourished is. You know, coming up, going to school. You know, my coach likes to say shrinking back or dumbing down. Growing up, you know, I played violin, I danced. I had a lot of talent for poetry. And growing up, people would pick on me and tell me, oh, you're never going to be anything. Or they would tell me, you think you're all that because you can do. Then, you know, I was a teen parent, had a baby at 15, then another at 16, and people said, oh, you're just going to be on welfare. You're never going to be anything. You are going to struggle with those kids. You're not going to be jack. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what they said. I was picked on and teased on in high school because I had children. But for a while, I almost started to believe them until one day, and I'm grateful for my coach and the positive people around me, I got around people who saw beautiful things within myself. And not only did they see beautiful things, but they pushed me. And it allowed for me to say, you know what? You're right. see the beauty in who I am. I am strong. I am powerful. I am smart. And when you have people that love you and that push you and things like that, and they teach you the importance of self-affirmation, I don't think that we understand the importance of self-affirmation because it wasn't based on what they said alone. I had to take it and start to believe it myself. When I began to digest it, then I began to see myself grow into those things that I affirmed. For instance, I worked at a very prominent makeup counter. And before I go to work, I would say, I am Vibrant Valencia. Today I'm going to be number one in sales. I'm going to be awesome. My personality is going to draw customers in. My makeup is just going to be so fierce, honey, where not only are they going to give me 3 slaps and a 4D formation, but they are going to want to get tips from me. They're going to want to buy from me. They're going to want to flock around me. And I kid you not, when I started to say it, and not only say it, but believe it, then those things would happen. I would go to work, and I would have a great day. Not only was I awesome in sales, but my personality and my positivity begin to rub off on other people. So that's what we are going to be talking about today, because it is very important that we not allow people to spoon feed us, but we take control over our own identity diet. So here's Mason saying, what is an affirmation? Well, an affirmation is anything you say or think about yourself and is often repeated. For instance, if I'm saying I'm smart, I can't say that just one time. If I'm saying I'm strong or I'm fearless, I can't just say that one time. In order for something to really take root, we must say it kind of like when a gardener is planting a seed. If they only watered it one time in the summer, the likelihood of it growing being something beautiful and green is slim, because you have to continually water it for it to take root. And then eventually you'll see that seed that you planted, you're watering it, and it's growing into a beautiful, let's just say, rose bush. But that happens with time. It happens with watering it. You have to maintain it. And that's the same thing we have to do with our inner self. It's not saying it's not important to look beautiful on the outside, but let's take heed and start to really think about what's on the inside of us. Everyone, you know, here we are in March. People have said, new me, new year, you know, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And I kid you not, those same people that said those things and it was all over Instagram, I think they're doing the same thing. You know why? Because it was just something to say in the midst of the moment. It didn't really take root. They didn't affirm it, but not affirm it and say it to ourselves. But we have to take action and walk as though what we said is true. So if I'm saying, today's going to be a great day, I'm going to be strong, I'm going to have great customer service, so then I can't get it out of my bed after saying that and then say, oh my gosh, today's going to be a bad day. Like, I wish a certain would. We all know where it goes in between certain. And we can't say, oh God, I don't even feel like being at work today. Like, I, you know what, why is this customer asking me? So all of those positive things that we said now pretty much are in the toilet. All those affirmations that we said are in the toilet. We're not going to see them. You know why? Because we then canceled it out and we contaminated that seed. So whenever you're affirming something to yourself, you have to repeat it. Talk to yourself. The way that we push other people, the way that we empower other people, we owe that to ourselves, what you don't have. So if I'm not affirming myself and I'm not pushing myself and I don't even believe in myself, well, then how in the world can I really push someone else the way to a healthy magnitude? And how can I affirm someone else in a healthy magnitude? I can't. And it's kind of hypocritical, actually, if you think about it. So not only is it something that we repeat, but we have to say it with confidence. Whenever I get up and I say that I am Vibrant, Victorious, Valencia, I've learned to say it with confidence. when you are confident about something, when you are bold in something, and you firmly believe it, I don't care what comes, what goes, but you actually believe it, you will watch it take place. And that's the same thing, you know, in negativity. Like, I remember in high school, I was angry for somebody. I fought all the time, and I always had this chip on my shoulder. Like, I wish that somebody would. Like I said, we know what that somebody word was. I wish that somebody would. And I kid you not, every time I looked around, that somebody would. Then it would go left. But you know why? Because I already affirmed it. I already believed it. I was looking for trouble because I was already angry within myself. I was angry about my circumstances, tired of being picked on. And so I wanted to fight. So whatever you're looking for, whatever you believe, whatever you affirm is what's going to happen. So let's move on. So not only do we see those things, but it brings new beginnings and changes, it opens up our thought pattern. It opens up new opportunities we never thought existed. I remember when I didn't have any businesses. I remember when I was just a girl working at a mat counter, and, you know, I had kids to feed, and I remember my coach, she asked me, you know, we got to open you a business. It's time. You're so wonderful. You can do great things. What do you want to do? And I remember telling her, and at that time, I didn't know exactly all the ins and outs of it, but what I knew was I wanted to be a business owner. I wanted to be able to leave a legacy for my children. So from that, we watered it, and it grew. And today, I'm a business owner. So not only did I plant a seed, but I canceled out the seed that other people were saying that I wasn't going to be anything, that because I was a teenage mom, I was just going to be on welfare, that because I'm a teenage mom, I'm going to struggle my whole life. And mind you, I am so happy to say that I have raised my children. Not many people my age who had children that young can say that they have raised their children. So not only did I beat the odds, but I opened up my mind to something new, that I didn't have to be that stereotypical teen mom. I didn't have to be that cookie-cutter teen mom that everybody wanted me to be. When I planted the seed and I said yes to opening the business, and I allowed someone not only to pour into me, but I began to pour into myself, my mind was opened up to new opportunities. And now my business has brought me opportunities that I could have never gotten anywhere else. It has opened me up. I've learned lessons in life. I've had opportunities. I've been some of the best people's makeup ever. Like, being a part of their big day, it is so amazing, and it's just so humbling, and I'm just so forever thankful. But not only am I thankful for that opportunity, but thankful because I get to see what my affirmation and my seed has opened up. So always remember that. Whenever you're affirming something, always believe it, say it with confidence, and allow your mind to open up. You know, don't be afraid to think big. Don't be afraid to think bold. You don't have to think small. You know, if you are working a 9-to-5, I don't want you to think that you have to quit your job tonight and you're going to have this business. It's a work in progress, but never limit yourself to working that 9-to-5. Yes, there are levels to this, as they say out there, there's levels to this thing, but start where you are and start building, start affirming, start writing stuff down, you know, positive things, start getting information, scouting out. Start from there, because whenever you open your mind to new opportunities and you believe it and you're confident about it and you're speaking that, it is impossible to be in that same place with those kind of barriers removed off your life. When you are opening your mind to new opportunities, just think of no barriers around you. You are not confirmed. It's almost like an animal at the zoo. When you have affirmations, there are no gates holding you back. If you were to open up a gate at a zoo, that animal would come out because they don't want to be constricted or confined. It's the same thing. When we limit ourselves and we're speaking negative and we're saying, I can't because that person says I can't, or that person says I'm not good enough, or that person says, you know, they don't want me because of this. No, that person may not want you, but somebody else will want you, and they need what you have. But if we shrink back and we never release ourselves and we never have anything positive about ourselves, say anything positive, then those new opportunities press in. Now, you're probably saying, Valencia, I know you're not super happy every single day. No, I'm not. There's days I wake up and I'm just like, oh my goodness. But when you are affirming yourself, like for instance, if you wake up and you may feel a little bit blue, you know, maybe the weather's rainy, you know, or maybe you're going through a very, very, very hard time in your life, you're not going to always wake up, yay, you know, I'm so excited. You're not going to always wake up like that, you know, like those commercials where you jump out of bed and you slide and you throw your hands in the air. You're not going to always feel like that. So those days when you feel down and it's just, you just feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to make it. You know, goodness gracious, I got to go to this job because it happens. It's a normal feeling. But when you begin to affirm and you say, you know what? No matter what this day brings, I am awesome. I'm going to rock it out. I don't care if this weather is gloomy. I'm going to be bright, real bright colors. Do you, whatever you want to do, whatever makes you happy, you do it. Because I guarantee you, your positivity is so contagious that if you have to work or be around anyone that's cantankerous and grouchy, if your positivity is going to do one or two things. One is going to rub off on them, and they'll stop complaining, and they'll begin to see the goodness of waking up and the goodness of just life in general. Or two, they'll leave. Either way, you're going to be good. But it all starts with us. Let's not allow people to have so much control over our lives that we allow them to dictate how we feel or how I look at myself. You know what? I don't always win or succeed the first time. But you know what? My coach always says, we never lose. It's just always a lesson. So we get back up, dust our shoulders off like Jay-Z, and we look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm a champion. I don't care what you got to do, but you got to affirm yourself. You got to keep going because you can do it. And I kid you not, if you're depressed, sad, down, worried, when you begin to affirm things that are opposite of those feelings, it will take presidency over those gloomy feelings. Watch me when I tell you. Enlighten others around you. Like I said, when you are positive, it's going to do one or two things. It's going to rub off on someone or push them away. Either way, you are good. Because believe me or not, everybody doesn't know about affirmations. If you come up in a family where everyone's like, oh, my gosh, you got it, you're awesome, you rock, you got it, girl power, boy power, whatever the case is, everybody does not grow up in that. So you never know what your positive affirmations can do for someone else. Because people learn from you, whether they tell you that or they don't, people learn from you. So if I'm walking around, hey, I'm excited, today's going to be a good day, I don't care about how much money I have or don't have, everything is going to work out. I'm going to rock it out. I'm going to go and give 1,000% today. I am awesome. You know what? I started my diet yesterday. I had one donut instead of four donuts. I'm still making progress. We are rocking it out. Yay! It doesn't matter. Celebrate yourself and your wins. And I'm telling you, when you do that, people will see that, and it's contagious. Have you ever, and I'm being honest, have you ever worked somewhere and you start gossiping and then everyone kind of swarms around and before you know it, it's like three or four of you gossiping? Well, it's the same thing. Just like gossip is magnetic and it gravitates to one another, so does positivity. We can't forget that. Positivity is magnetic too. And we have to remember that. So when we are being positive, we may actually be teaching someone else. Someone else can pick up on that. And then when they pick up on it, you know what? The world would be a better place. If everyone was to affirm themselves and have this yay, way to go, bird off my shoulder attitude, oh, man, we would really be further. We could really get jiggy with it, you know, because then the world would be a better place. But it starts with us. Let's not look to the world to feed us, because again, we are in control of our own identity diet. It's the same as a physical diet. Now, me, I'm going to say, I'm a foodie. People that know me know that donuts and Twinkies are my ride or die snack. I keep them in the trunk. I keep them in my room. So as I am transitioning and I'm changing and I'm trying to be a better person, I'm letting go of those things. So instead of maybe two donuts, maybe I'll just have one, and not every day, maybe once a week. That's still progress, and I'm celebrating my progress, that I am getting better, at my addiction. I'm better. I'm getting in shape. Okay, I did. I'm just going to throw this out there. I did 5 crunches. 5 is better than none. So I'm celebrating myself, and I'm affirming. And you know what? When I wear that and I'm telling everybody, it'll inspire someone else to work out. You don't have to do 40 squats in one day if you can't. When you haven't exercised, your body has to build up to that. So if you only do 4, celebrate your 4, honey. I don't care what no one else is saying, because they don't know what you went through to get those 4 squats. Do you, and have confidence. Business. Oh, my goodness. This is such a big one, and I have to really learn this, because in the business world, there are going to be days where you may not see clients. When we open a business, sometimes we have this mindset that revenue is just going to start racking it in. We're going to make it rain within a month of business. And it doesn't always work that way. So when you have a business and you're not making it rain the next month of after opening it, it's very difficult sometimes to still speak positive. But I'm telling you, speak positive. Affirm your business. I tell myself now, I haven't always told myself this, okay, because like I said, as I'm telling you, I am growing as well. I tell myself now I am a multi-billion celebrity artist, that I have celebrity clientele, that I am rocking it out. People are going to know me. I don't have to try to sell myself. People are just going to love me and want me. And we have to affirm those things over our businesses. Excuse me. When we do, we will start seeing growth, start noticing clients are coming in. You'll start noticing that people are referring more. Even if they don't book, they call you. The fact that people are calling you, they see you. They're checking for you. But it all starts with our affirmations. If we say, oh, we're never going to have no clients. Oh, my God, I thought I was going to be making it rain right now. Like, what the heck? It's been open a month and I don't see no clients, and we start freaking out. We can't be 100% in, because our mind is so entangled on what didn't happen already. So when you're doing a business, or shout out to all my business owners. Yes, it's International Women's Day. Shout out to all my business owners. Speak positive things over your business. Speak positive things over your clients. You know, I used to have this thing where I said, oh, I don't want to do certain people's makeup because certain circumstances, you know, or because they're always complaining, or yada, 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 they don't want to pay. Like, the little things like that. And not knowing that, that's negative against my business. That's negative against me. So whatever I want to see, then that's what I should say. So I'm going to repeat that again. Whatever you want to see, that's what you should say. We are what we, what are we feeding ourselves? Are we feeding ourselves negativity? Are we feeding ourselves doubt? Are we feeding ourselves worry? Are we constantly beating ourselves up for stuff we did 6 years ago? I mean, I used to do that. I used to, like, literally lay in my room and be like, what the heck? Girl, what were you thinking? That was like 10 years ago. Why should we even do that? Let's think positive. Okay, I did that 10 years ago. It happened. Let's move on. I'm rocking it out now. I didn't lose. It was a lesson. And we're awesome. We're awesome. We as women, we need to empower each other. It's time for us to step up and know how strong we are. It's time for us to step up and rock it out, because we empowered women empower other people. It's not about competition. It's not about, oh, she has a business, I don't have one, so I don't want to help her because, you know, I'm secretly jealous. No, it's not time for all of that pettiness. It's time for us to get together, realize how strong we are, celebrate each other, affirm one another, and affirm ourselves. Because let's wear our strength. Let's put on our garments of strength. Let's put on our garments of positivity. Let's put on our garments of joy and happiness, bitter. You know, people, they think women, that we just roll our neck and we have attitude. We don't have to be like that to get our point across. We can still be graceful. We can still be elegant to get our point across. Let's affirm ourselves. Let's build each other up. It's not about, oh, she's trying to take my man. Not saying that women are, but you know what? It's time for us to stop being petty. It's International Women's Day. It's time for us to uplift each other, but not just today, every day. Tell somebody, you know what? You're beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Like, I love how you did your hair. You are rocking it out, honey. Yes, let's affirm. Because when we affirm, like I said, it's contagious. It's powerful. It opens up our minds. When you're affirming others, you never know what you've done to their day. You never know what you've done for them. And it strengthens relationships. If you have a friend that's always a Debbie Downer, like I know people that are Debbie Downers. Every time I call them, there's a problem. I don't want to call them. You know why? Because when you are positive and you're on a positive go, you want to hear positivity. You want to be around positivity. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Not saying my friends are not going to have bad days. Not saying you're not going to have a bad day, because I don't always call with the Care Bears song in my heart. I don't always call with rainbows and Skittles. And I have issues too. But be positive, because when you're around positive people, you want to do positive things. When you see your friend coming up and they're working it out of your business, you come in along and you say, you know what, girl, I see you. I support your business. I'm checking for what you're doing. You are awesome. You're rocking it out. And while you're affirming them, you're affirming yourself. Like, if they can do it, I can do it. I'm wonderful, just as wonderful as they are. I am brilliant. And I don't have to do it exactly like them, because we're all, like I said, we're playing our own runway. I have to make that a point. We're going to stay in our lane and not swerve, because we can't be like anyone else. No one can play the way that they do, and no one can play the way we do. So we have to remember that. But affirming another woman doesn't take away from who we are. Affirming ourselves doesn't mean that you're conceited. It doesn't mean that you think too highly of yourself. Because if I can't affirm myself and I don't affirm myself, then when I get in a relationship, which us women sometimes do, we don't affirm ourselves. Then we get in these relationships, and then we're mad because the guy don't tell us we're beautiful every 10 minutes. That's not his job to tell us we're beautiful every 10 minutes. That's our job. We need to stop looking for these men to do for us what we should be doing for ourselves. Because if Timothy never tells me I'm beautiful, honey, I can look in the mirror and say, Valencia, girl, you got it. I remember Queens of Comedy. I don't know if you guys ever seen it. Some more. She looked in the mirror, she had her hula hoop, and she said, I do that sometimes. Because at the end of the day, if no one tells me that I am awesome, I know that I am. If no one tells me, Valencia, you're strong, I know that I am. If no one tells me that I'm beautiful, I know that I am. Not because of what I look like on the outside, but my heart is beautiful. I have a heart of gold. I love, I give. We have to know who we are and affirm who we are so that we can be powerful and empower other people, because that's what it's about. It's not a race. It's not a competition. It's not about tearing each other down. It's about being who we are. So I want to encourage you on International Women's Day to remember you are what you eat. Don't let people spoon feed you nonsense. You have the right to push that away. You are taking charge of your identity diet. So that's all the time I have for today. Until next time, don't forget to slay your runway.
Strike the pose.